Hello, I'm Alan Adcock with ASC Group. We're a cybersecurity and IT management firm based here in Atlanta, Georgia, and this show is Cyber Sentinel, where we talk about your business and security issues. On today's installment, we have Jason Wade, who is the managing partner at Site Trustee, joining us as a guest. Thanks for joining us, Jason.
Dylan, thank you.
Yep. So, Jason, could you tell us a little bit about your background, what you've done in IT, and then a little bit about Site Trustee?
Yes, I can. Well, I started out, I taught myself how to program in 1981, and later moved into the database programming in the late 80s, co-oping from college and so on. And then in 95, a friend of mine turned me on to a new startup called Mindspring. And so I got online and I started building websites for people. I moved into the database side, primarily as a developer in ColdFusion and some other languages. And then early 2003, started moving into the more marketing area and marketing support. And then 4 years ago, I created Site Trustee that provides marketing support. A lot of agencies, they have all the creative people, the writers, the graphic designers, but they don't have the technical people. And often they were dependent on a single web guy. And that was sometimes not as reliable as they needed them. So I created Site Trustee.
Awesome. Yeah, we see that a lot where, websites really, it used to be a more of a technical skill set or an IT thing. It's really a marketing tool. So and trying to find an individual that can meld those two things together is kind of difficult. So I totally see the split there and what you're going for. So we talk about cybersecurity and security in general for networks all the time. Tell me a little bit about what a small business owner needs to be thinking about from a website security standpoint.
Right. Well, I get a lot of feedback from people when I talk about website security. They go, why would anybody attack my website? I don't do e-commerce. I don't collect any data. I mean, there's nothing for them to steal. And that's a very misconception, a myth. Actually, small business websites are the number one target for hackers because while you don't have any data that they can steal and they don't really care about messing up your website, you still have real estate up on the internet. It's kind of like going into the baker next door to get into a jewelry shop. You are going to have less security than the jewelry store has. So with these companies, because people don't pay attention to security, they don't keep their sites updated, then they are easier for hackers to attack. And it's often a automatic script that's running around looking for known vulnerabilities. For instance, WordPress. WordPress is 30% of the internet. So it's very easy to find websites that are compromised. And once they find something, they upload a file or they insert information into a database, malware, and the site's compromised. And so the other question is, well, why? Well, because you have real estate on there, your site can be turned into a spam sending machine. So they can sit there and use your site to send spam email out until it gets blocked. Or they can upload files, illegal files, compromised software and stuff that can then be downloaded by their network of going. Or it can be turned in to attack other websites. You might have heard the term of a botnet. So they can actually connect thousands of computers together to now attack a real target, like Target or the Pentagon or some other large corporation. So there are still uses into what can be done with that website because you have this property on the internet.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with all that, Jason. Great points. We talk to small business owners and medium business owners all the time, and we often get that same feedback of, why would anybody be targeting me? They don't have the full understanding of how that hacker infrastructure works and them going out and seeking targets of opportunity. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of times, ransomware attacks and things like that start from people visiting an infected website. So right to your point of how does a hacker take, you know, once they have control of a website, how do they monetize that? How do they use it to their benefit? Right. So absolutely spot on with all of that. So most people, I think, have this misconception that their web host is kind of in charge of all that stuff and keeping all that stuff secured and backed up and maintaining that. But I don't think that's really necessarily the case. How does Site Trustee different than just like a standard web host?
Well, most web hosts, like you said, a lot of them, they will back up the server. In some cases, they will back up your individual site. And they are monitoring the server. But if your site gets hacked, what they do is they turn off your site because they don't want you to cause problem with the other websites that are on that server. So they may eventually help you with that, but it's not their primary mission. Their primary mission is to keep their server up running 100% of the time for all the clients on the machine. Same thing if your machine starts using a lot more resources. And the other side, normal web hosts are more reactive. They're waiting for you to put in a ticket or you to say, hey, look, something's wrong with my website, because they're not monitoring the website itself. Now, some of the higher end web hosts are now starting to do automatic updates. Say if you have WordPress, it'll automatically update some of your, at least your core software, if not your plugins. But they're still all reactive and they're doing it across thousands of sites. Our service, I never call it hosting. I call it management, because what we do is, one, we run everything on managed and specifically for WordPress on its site. But what makes us different is that we are proactive. We're constantly monitoring not just the server, but the website itself. When the website tells us, hey, there's a problem, if a site goes down, we immediately go up and check it out. We also have, my background was, I was in the military. And one of the things that we did in the military is we had this thing called preventive maintenance checks and services. And most equipment throughout the military had this. You had to perform so that it was combat ready. It was ready to go to war. And so I've adapted that for websites. I've created my own PMCS checklist that we go through each month. So this is a proactive report that we go through a series of checklists and checking different things, log files, looking at what the size are. I mean, did we all of a sudden jump really big in size? Or, you know, is there anything that can cause a problem with the site? Our ultimate goal is to keep the site safe and running smoothly for the visitor. And that makes our clients happy. So that's I think it's the number one difference, is that everything we do is proactive and monitoring, so that my goal is to always know and fix things before a client does.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it dovetails exactly with how we manage computer networks as well. Same thing. We gotta monitor everything that's going on those networks. We gotta monitor those machines. Preventative maintenance checklist on a monthly basis, on an annual basis. You know, it just takes and extends what we do for the client's network out to their web properties. So that's perfect. Really, really good. So part of that maintenance and part of that marketing that goes on a website, most of them are really a marketing place. Like it's a digital, you know, it's a digital storefront or digital window. You know, a lot of them have automations for some kind of, you know, a lead collection, email that goes out of those, that kind of stuff. Talk a little bit about how you get involved in that process versus a web host that probably just says, here's, you know, some very basic stuff. Hope it works for you.
Well, a common mistake that I've noticed with a lot of people when they set up their IT will be at one thing, Office 365 or Google Workshop or some other provide. You have to tell the email servers where you're sending email from. And a lot of times they miss that on their website. So when email comes out from a website, some mail servers will say, well, wait a minute, you didn't come from the server we expected, so we're gonna put you in, we'll put you in the spam, or they just block you altogether. So one of the things that we do is we make sure and we set up authority to be able to send email from a website, so that email that goes out from the website is treated just like the email sent out from your email server where your normal email goes out. So that's one of the things that sets us another thing that sets us apart. And then we monitor that. So we can see if there are certain things that are getting caught up and causing problems with the email not getting out. Because like you said, most people use this for marketing, and most of my clients are marketing agencies, and they want that to be successful. And if email is not getting out, the client says, hey, this isn't working. And then they're going to say, well, then the marketing's not working.
Yeah, absolutely. We have tons of questions on a regular basis about email delivery. You know, being a former messaging guy and exchange guy, I miss those days a little bit. All that stuff's now moved to the cloud for the most part. You don't see on-site, mail infrastructure much anymore. But the mail delivery mechanisms have gotten very advanced. So there's all kinds of technologies around sender policy framework, DKIM, DMARC, all these different things that have to be set up. And you have to really work with a team to get all that done. Mm-hmm. So your marketing folks and your IT folks and your web management guys like Jason here have to work together to make sure that all that stuff is in sync so that messaging gets delivered in today's world. Because the spam guys are just making it hard for the rest of us. So, Jason, I'd really like to thank you for being sure. on this episode of Cyber Sentinel. If people want to find out more about your services over at Site Trustee, how do they find you?
SiteTrustee.com. And it's a simple place to go to our website and find out more information about the products and services that we handle. We have chat on the website, and they can call our number, and it's covered. We answer our phone call. We have a 4-hour response time. So that's one of our core goals, is to always respond to when people have questions.
Well, thank you very much. That's all we've got for this installment of Cyber Sentinel. If you have a question or an issue that you want us to discuss on a future episode, you can find us on social media at #CyberSentinel. Thank you very much.